The 30th Budapest Pride is set to go ahead this Saturday despite a Hungarian law banning the public promotion of homosexuality. The Green Party leader, Roderick O'Gorman, along with a number of European politicians, will attend the march to show solidarity with Hungary's LGBTQI community. Former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is also in Budapest at the weekend. He's speaking at a human rights event for the equality and LGBT community too. Roderick O'Gorman joins me now from Dublin Airport. He's on his way to Budapest. Why are you going, Roderick O'Gorman?
Good morning, Mary. I'm going to show that solidarity to the LGBTI plus community over in Budapest and across Hungary. The government of Viktor Orban have been chipping away at the rights of gay, lesbian and trans citizens in Hungary for the last number of years. But to ban the Pride parade is a really big escalation by them. And the Hungarian government, they're using the playbook that has been seen used by other authoritarian, other far-right regimes. They're linking these laws, attacking the LGBTI plus community to child protection and playing on that trope that there's something, you know, unsafe about gay and lesbians when it comes to children. And it's authoritarian attacks that we've seen from that government today. They're targeting gay and lesbians. They've targeted migrants. They're targeting Ukrainians at the moment. They're targeting NGOs and women's groups. So I suppose it's important to make a stand where you see such a blatant attack on the rights of a minority community.
So what do you expect to happen? The mayor of Budapest has said the march is going ahead despite what is now an illegality.
Yeah, so the mayor of Budapest, he's actually a member of the Hungarian Green Party, Mayor Caracsony. He's invited people from across Europe to come and take part in this parade. He has given it a permit under, I suppose, a local government approval process. But the national government have banned the parade. Interestingly, while the national government have banned the Pride parade, they've given permission to a number of far-right organisations, actually one, you know, paramilitary organisation, to demonstrate, make counter demonstrations across the city. So I think it kind of shows what their priorities are. But the march will take place, and I would expect tens of thousands of people to participate, because even though Hungary is politically quite a divided society, I do think more and more Hungarians are seeing the actions of the government and seeing them maybe with elections coming up next year, attempting to create a distraction and have people thinking about kind of culture war issues rather than the current very poor state of the Hungarian economy.
Yeah, given those counter demonstrations, I mean, the possibility of clashes during the marches and the counter marches, that possibility has to be pretty high.
Well, look, I think the possibility exists from what I've heard from the European Green Party. There's a recognition the police force in Budapest are seen as quite fair and impartial in how they've policed parades in the past, but it's not something that can be ruled out. I suppose, look, in Dublin there'll be a Pride parade this Saturday as well, and we're used to, you know, almost unanimous support in terms of the parade each year, so it will be a different atmosphere here. But nevertheless, I don't think you can allow groups of people to intimidate and interfere with a very basic, expression of basic rights.
You suffered at the end of this, didn't you, when you were children's minister? You saw the activities of activists on the other side against you.
Yeah, and again, it was a similar approach. It's this idea that gays and lesbians can't be trusted around children, and casting various aspersions here. It was kind of, you know, done to me online over a number of years when I was minister. Even when I just the week I started as a minister, there was a protest outside the Dáil against me. But I think here it's much scarier when it's being done through government, through actual laws that are designed to target a minority community. And as I say, they're targeting the gay and lesbian community today, but they'll come for another minority group tomorrow. And that's why I think that element of solidarity is really important.
Do you think, just finally, do you think the European Union is being tardy in its crackdown on Viktor Orban and laws like this?
It's difficult because on the Council of Ministers and that, Orban does have allies. He did have an ally with the Polish government. that government has was voted out. Now with the Czech and Slovak governments, they give them some elements of support. The Commission is taking the Hungarian government to court through the rule of law mechanism and challenging this law and other laws as well. So steps are taking place, but look, any court process takes a long time, gay and lesbian citizens are being targeted every single day.
All right, Roderick O'Gorman, thank you for joining us from Dublin Airport, where Roderick O'Gorman is on his way to Budapest. It's coming up to 10 minutes to 8.